This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Angela. Coming up in a moment, an Ohio mayor has demanded five school board members resign or face possible criminal charges over course material a judge has labeled as child pornography. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
According to multiple media outlets, Hudson, Ohio Mayor Craig Schubert addressed the school board after several high school parents brought complaints about the content of writing prompts contained in a book called 642 Things to Write About that was provided to high school students who are taking a college credit course called Writing in the Liberal Arts 2. Schubert set down an immediate ultimatum to the school board. He is quoted as saying, "It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening, and she's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. Either choose to resign from this board of education, or you will be charged." Although none of the members have been charged or resigned yet, the mayor said he would like to see all five members resign by the end of the month. Parents were appalled by the content of the book, which students were told could not be taken out of the classroom. However, a parent found a copy in their child's backpack. They described the material as disgusting and amounting to grooming. Parents are requesting that cameras be placed in classrooms so teachers can be monitored. The prompts included asking students to, quote, write a sex scene that you wouldn't show your mom, and another that read, quote, rewrite the sex scene from the above into one that you would let your mom read, end of quote. Yet another prompt asked underage students to drink a beer and describe how it tastes. Cleveland.com reported that Monica Havens, the mother of a high school senior who received the book and who previously worked as a teacher for 11 years, shared some of the prompts from the book at the board meeting, including, you have a dream that you've murdered someone. Who is it? How and why did the murder happen? And what happens afterwards? Write an X-rated Disney scenario. A room full of people who want to sleep together. Write a sermon for a beloved preacher who has been caught in a sex scandal. You are a serial killer. What TV shows are on our DVR list and why? District Superintendent Phil Herman, in a prepared statement, said the school district immediately determined that 642 book, quote, should not be in the hands of students, and on Monday collected the books from the students enrolled in the course, end of quote. Let's pray for our schools, our children, our parents, our teachers, our school board members, our principals, and mayors like these who will stand up against unrighteousness and protect our children, the most vulnerable in our society. I'm Angela Donadio. Join me on my Make Life Matter podcast, where you'll hear compelling conversations with leading voices that inspire us to discover miracles in life's messy moments and ground our worth in the Word instead of the narrative of the world. You can find my Make Life Matter podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is Angela with Truth That Matters.